What 17-year-old doesn't have dreams? Dreams of a successful future, dreams of finding love, dreams of passing their driving test, dreams of long lies on a Sunday morning, dreams of passing exams, lots of dreams. And why not? 17 is a special age, on the cusp of adulthood, childhood behind them. It's a time of opportunity and little responsibility. For some of us, 17 was a long time ago. For others, maybe not so long ago. And for some, it is yet to be. I think back to when I was 17, 30-something years ago, and I remember the dreams I had. Dreams of a successful future, dreams of finding love, dreams of passing my driving test, dreams of long lies, dreams of passing exams. And well, did my dreams come true? I think so. I've had a good life, with my share of success along the way. I was reminded yesterday that tomorrow will be exactly a year since I was interviewed by your nominating committee. I found love. Indeed, Neil and I have been together since I was 17. I passed my driving test when I was 18. I still dream of long lies. And I have passed and failed lots of exams. But where I am today is not where I thought I would be at 17. At 17, my dreams included finishing college and joining the civil service, or the RAF, or indeed the Royal Army Women's Band. Being called by God to ministry was simply not on my radar. At 17, the world is at your feet. It can be an exciting age, but it can also be a stressful age. I'm not sure I would want to be 17 again. Joseph was 17 when we meet him in his story. And over the next few weeks, we're going to follow his story and his place in our scriptures. Joseph's brothers see him as a bit of a dreamer. There's a dreamer in all of us, though. It's not just 17-year-olds who dream. However, in any group, family, or circle of friends, we recognize that some dare to dream more than others. And in Joseph's family, it appears he was that person. Maybe he was the type of young man who others felt lived with his head in the clouds, distanced from reality. Maybe he was often caught in a daydream and others felt frustrated as they put in the hard graft. Generally, we are taught that it is a positive thing to dream as a child, unless we should be getting on with homework, of course, or the chores around the house. Often we become transfixed as a young person about the possibilities of life and who and what we could become. We might say God encourages us in that, because this story, I think, tells us something about the expansion of God's plan for all our lives as we push the boundaries further and further back. As we get older, though, and settle into habits and patterns and lifestyles, we become, and I think we should become, more realistic. Very few of us are left continuing to create and expand our dreams. And we can often criticize others as being dreamers, as if it's a negative thing. Those who successfully dream up something different and who pursue it and achieve it, we describe as lucky. Yet God wants us to continue to dream the dream, to be the best we can be, to reach our full potential. And Scripture directs us towards the growth of ideas and the cultivation of those dreams we have that stretch us towards achieving the fulfillment of our capabilities and completing the potential inside us to contribute positively to others, the society and world. We might say to fulfill our calling, to live as a follower of God and to keep the dream God has for us alive, we need to keep dreaming. In that way, we might expand the horizons of the life God has created for us. Do you consider yourself a dreamer. Disney on Ice is currently touring large arenas around the country and will arrive here in Aberdeen in March. And the show is called Dream Big. Disney's success is built around the ability of young people and not so young people to be dreamers, to have open minds and to be entered into the world of the characters and the stories without limiting our imaginations. And Disney has a Dreamers Academy, which seeks applicants who, it says, are inspired, motivated, and prepared to dream big. According to their Dreamers Activity website, dreamers have six attributes. They have intellectual curiosity, a love for learning and creativity. They have compassion, caring for those around them. They have courage, facing obstacles with poise and maturity. They have a positive outlook, a generous spirit, an optimism about the future. That's not a bad list of attributes for anyone, is it? Now, maybe not a list that Joseph would measure up well against. The story of Joseph is interesting in that God is not mentioned. We could say it's not a very religious story, but then again, of course, it is, because this is a story about life, about the inner make of individuals and the interaction between individuals within families or as part of society. And maybe Joseph should have been more sensitive to his brother's feelings. To share two dreams in the way he did was insulting. We can only imagine how they must have felt and what they said to Joseph in response. His frankness and boldness sparked the complicity that led to separation and to exile. Yet with much of the Bible, the outcome led Joseph and his family on a path where the presence of God and the revelation of God's character was slowly and surely revealed, as we will see over the coming weeks. Joseph dreamed big. His dream came from a desire to rise from the bottom of the pile and be listened to and to be respected by his brothers. Who is to say if there and then there was a dream, that was a dream that God placed in him in his sleep or in his daydreaming? A few years ago, in the run-up to the independence referendum, the Church of Society Council of the Church of Scotland, in conjunction with the Scottish Church's Parliamentary Office, ran a series of events entitled Imagining Scotland's Future. And these events invited people to dream of the kind of country they wanted to live in, regardless of the outcome of the referendum. Now, I was lucky enough to run a few of these events on behalf of the council, and it was inspiring to hear what people were dreaming of. At one event, I was particularly taken by a suggestion given that whatever the outcome of the referendum, that Scotland should strive to be a good small country, not to be obsessed by having a seat at every table or being bigger than we were, but simply to be good at what we do and to succeed in that. 32 events were held across the country, and common themes started to come through. Words used like equality, fairness, justice, education, respect, honesty, community, opportunity, compassion, tolerance. This morning, we welcome little Jessica into the family of God through her baptism. And perhaps our dream today can be that by the time she is 17, that we live in a world that reflects the themes of the Imagining Scotland Futures report, so that Jessica can enter adulthood in a world where all 17-year-olds can dream their dreams and work towards having their dreams come true. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I often say that we need to be the answer to our own prayers. Maybe today's reading helps us think about being the people who can make not just a 17-year-old's dreams come true, but the dreams of God for the world and for those that we share it with. We have it in our power to act in ways that will make our world a fairer, more just world, where equality, opportunity, and education are not just dreams, where respect and honesty are taken as read, where community is important, and we all act with compassion and tolerance. What we can say is that God wants us to dream. God longs for us to remain dreamers, maybe with a little bit more circumspection and humility than Joseph showed. God needs us also to expand our sense of what is possible. God needs us to be ready to welcome within our hopes and aspiration a God-shaped vision of what is to come. As we willingly submit, who knows, our dreams might come true. As this story unpacks for us over the coming weeks, through the journey towards the fulfillment of those God-shaped dreams, it will be challenging, but hopefully an enjoyable journey at the same time. Let's all be dreamers and work to make our dreams come true. Amen.